There are dozens of near misses at U.S. airports every year, not in the air, but on the ground. So the Federal Aviation Administration is installing a new runway safety system that's designed to prevent collisions. The FAA hopes to install the system at 34 major airports over the next 5 years. NPR's Rob Ballinger reports.
All flights begin not with a takeoff, but with a slow taxi across the tarmac. At Washington Reagan National Airport, jets taxi from the terminal to the runway within sight of the Washington Monument. As at any other major airport, pilots here complete their earthbound maneuvers only when they're told to by someone watching them from up in the control tower.
Delta 660, watch down runway 1, position in, hold traffic on Airbus 4-5.
Position runway 1, Delta 660.
In the tower, a controller looks through enormous wraparound windows to make sure no one's coming or going on the three busy runways.
Delta 660, wind 33015, runway 1, cleared for takeoff.
Runway 1, clear for takeoff, Delta 660.
Maneuvering planes from the gate to the runway seems like the simplest part of the flight, and for the passenger, the least nerve-wracking.
In reality, I have never met a white-knuckle taxier.
Mark Rosenker heads the National Transportation Safety Board. He says the slow, simple ground maneuvers are more dangerous than they look.
I believe that's where the greatest potential for catastrophic accidents can occur right now. We've had too many close calls. And it's just by sheer luck and tremendous airmanship that we have averted a catastrophic collision.
Actual collisions on the ground are rare, and incident rates are lower than a few years ago. But federal records since 2001 show that dozens of near misses still occur each year at U.S. airports. Within the past 9 months, there were close calls at JFK, Boston Logan, Fort Lauderdale, and Chicago. The Chicago Midway incident began with a controller's instructions to a United Airlines jet.
United 1429, Midway Tower 31 Center, position hold.
Control 31 Center, United 1429.
The United pilot was told to wait at the end of his runway until cleared for takeoff. Also waiting was a Southwest Airlines jet, sitting across the airfield on an intersecting runway. The controller gave Southwest the go-ahead.
Southwest 1486, traffic off the end of right turnout, flighting 220, clear for immediate takeoff.
Southwest 1486 is clear for takeoff, 220, I'm ahead.
Excellent, just go.
But both pilots accelerated down their runways on a collision course. A second controller eventually noticed.
Runway number 2 for runway 22 left, clear to land.
United, stop! United, stop! United 1429, just make a right turn and stop the aircraft.
That order came just in time. If not, a collision might have echoed the Tenerife runway nightmare of 1977. NTSB Chair David Rosenker talks about that catastrophe.
The worst air disaster in the history of aviation was on the Canary Islands, where two aircraft collided and 583 people died.
To prevent such a tragedy, ground radar systems have since been installed at major U.S. airports, including Reagan National. Chris Stevenson is a controller there.
The ground radar system gives us a radar display of aircraft and vehicles that are on the airport surface area. It's a tool to control traffic as well as a backup.
But the technology has a major flaw.
The big killer on it is when it rains, you have to turn it off. And the time that we really need this is during periods of reduced visibility.
So the FAA developed an upgrade known as Airport Surface Detection Equipment Model X, otherwise called ASDX. It's been tested at a handful of airports, including at Providence, Rhode Island. Controller Bruce Miller in Providence says this new technology is vital because the fog that regularly rolls in nearly led to a fatal runway collision there a few years ago.
ASDX is a very good tool, and what it does is it gives us eyes through weather conditions that we would normally not be able to see the aircraft. I wouldn't want to work without it, to be honest with you.
ASDX alerts Miller whenever planes appear to be headed for a collision. But NTSB Acting Chairman Rosenker says those alerts should go directly to the pilots, giving them crucial seconds they might need to act quickly. Still, he thinks ASDX is a good step by the FAA, if only a small one.
I would give them a B-. And when they finally get to these developments that communicate directly to the cockpit, I will give them an A+.
The FAA's chief operating officer, Russ Chu, says the new system will eventually lead to what the NTSB is asking for.
ASDX is a digitally based system. The flow of digital information can allow us to start to move that information out of that system to other places, such as the airplane, should it be in the future equipped to receive it.
A ground radar system that communicates directly to pilots is in development, but years away from use. Until then, the time spent taxiing will remain one of the more dangerous parts of air travel. Rob Ballinger, NPR News, Washington.